Give me your complete call and your name so I can get you in the logbook.
Kilo, November 4, Golf Tango, India. The name is John. I'm on Highway 11 right now looking at Table Rock. The fire has come down the south side, heading towards Highway 11. I know there's a neighborhood right across the road from Table Rock. It's a voluntary evacuation, but they are evacuating. I'm on my way in currently to go in to help hose down some houses.
I do appreciate what you're doing. You be careful out there, and hopefully if anybody needs evacuating, they get out in plenty of time.
Comment. I just turned the radio on, driving in the car, and I'm headed up towards Highway 11. I was going to see, I just caught the tail end of a website that a gentleman was calling out. I'd like to see if I can get a hold of that. Call sign here is Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo. Name is Donnie.
I don't know if you can write while you're driving or not, but I can give you that website.
I have my wife. She's ready with the phone. We're going to type it in and just kind of see what's going on with the situation. We've been trying to get updated. If you don't mind, please come back with that website. It'd be much appreciated, and thank you so much.
It's Sierra, Charlie, Foxtrot, Charlie, Dot, Foxtrot, India, Romeo, Echo, Sierra, Papa, Oscar, November, Charlie, Echo, .com, / public. Over.
Fire response is Oscar, November, Sierra, Echo. Negative on the Charlie Echo. It ends with Sierra Echo. Over.
Bad with spelling. I got that corrected. Donnie, did you get the correction on that?
I think we've got it. Give me just a second and I'll read back to you what we got. I appreciate your help, fellas.
OS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KQ4BGE. That's Mr. Donnie. Mobiling around this evening, and just get him in the log that way as well. Donnie, whenever you get ready to do a clarification on the website, you can go with it.
And I apologize for interrupting the net. I didn't know what was going on. Like I said, I just wanted to try to get that website. So right now I have Charlie, Foxtrot, Charlie, Dot, Foxtrot, India, Romeo, Echo, Sierra, Oscar, November, Sierra, Oscar, .com, / public, QSL.
That's SC, Sugar Charlie, Foxtrot Charlie, Foxtrot, India, Romeo, Echo, Sierra, Papa, Oscar, November, Sierra Echo, .com, / public.
Sell on that and I'll get out of the way here and you can check me in and out of the net. And I appreciate y'all doing that for us and giving us the time to get this information. Thank you so much. And 73s to you and all on the net. Thank you so much. Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo.
What the net's for, yeah, if there's, when the net is at, when we've got a net going, which happens every night at 9 p.m., if an emergency comes up such as this, we can activate the net to help out the first responders up there or whatever else they may need, and that's what the net is for. We're just in the rag chute portion, and we had a couple of questions about what was going on up there, and we was trying to get all that answered. So come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you whenever you can make it. KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We have additional check-ins all the way through the net, all the way through the alphabet. Call KI-4DOS.
This is 4 Echo Delta Whiskey, head in Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
I mean, never like to say good evening to N4EDW, Mr. Ed up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you are doing well. Come here, go ahead.
Well, N4AHR, just one thing since Donnie, KQ4BGE came in, I think I'd like them to know about the alertoconee.com, even if you're not in Oconee County. I think it'll still alert you, and that's how we've got these alerts tonight about what was going on. It's just a sign-up form on this website. Once again, alertoconee.com. I think Donnie might be interested in that because that'll give him an instant alert over the phone.
Donnie, did you get that? Maybe he'll see that on that web page and go ahead and sign up for the Alert Oconee notifications that will come out on his cell phone. Is that correct?
Sure. It's the automated voice, but they are just put out automatically. My wife and I both got two calls at the same times about it, including the street names that the evacuation was given for and the shelter address. So it's very useful.
Information there, young man. Do appreciate you passing that on. And I'm sure we've got some other folks over there in Oconee County that would want to have that on their phones as well.
This is Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo, Donnie again. My wife was in the car as I went into the petrol station here. She found the website, fellas, and we appreciate that so much.
You're more than welcome, and Doug, N4AHO, came back in there, and he said that you can, on that website, that there's a place on there where you can sign up for an alert on your phone. It's called Alert Oconee, and they'll send you out messages on your phones there.
She went ahead and signed up for that as well, so that way we have some stuff going on, or some stuff coming in, so we're informed as well, and that way if we can help out in any way, we'll be ready. Yeah, we were kind of scared there. The last outbreak of fires we had, we live in Central, and we were 5 miles from the last fire that happened out in 6 miles, so we just kind of want to try to stay on top of things and be prepared. Roger.
Nothing wrong with being prepared. And, anything that you can do to try to stay ahead of it, that's all good. And we do appreciate you coming in there and getting the information. And appreciate the folks that have shared the information, Doug, Andy, and the other folks, Mr. John up there, going up there to help water the place down. Hope all y'all are being safe out there. But there you go, Doug. Donnie, that's all we got for now there. Over.
To that USL, appreciate all that. I will ask, if y'all don't mind, if y'all hear anything about the fires in Polk County near Saluda and Tryon and stuff, I would like to get some information if anybody has any on that, but I'll step to the side and let anyone who has other information or anything come in as well. So appreciate you fellas, thank y'all so much. I tell you what, after Hurricane Helene, it's been a real pleasure being a ham radio operator. I'm more than proud to see the community that the ham radio has bonded together. And if anyone ever needs any help, y'all got my call sign. My email's good on QRZ. If y'all ever need a hand with anything, feel free to give me a holler. KQ4BGE 73s. I'll be listening here on the side.
Appreciate it there, young man. Y'all be careful and stay safe. N4AHO, Mr. Doug, you got anything else there, young man?
N4AHO, No, not at this point. Thank you, sir. Just wanted to get that out there and also find out if anybody had any more current information. I guess Andy's kind of in the thick of it where he is. He's so close. So anyway, pray for safety for him and everybody else. I don't know how bad this is going to get. Fortunately, the winds looks like they're supposed to be light tonight, 3 to 7 miles per hour. I'm assuming that this effort continues through the night. Kind of hard to see what's going on, but that they're dropping water or whatever. All it takes is some wind and an idiot with a match or a cigarette or whatever. So anyway, yeah, we'll be praying for it and trying to keep the radio on when I'm awake. 73, I'll just hang out and listen for a little while. This is N4HO back to net control.
I do appreciate you being with us, and you take care and batten down the hatches down there in Walhalla. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. This is my neighbor Larry, KC4SKD, over here at Easley. Larry, what have you and Miss Rhonda been doing?
KI4DOS in the net, KC4SKD. It's kind of peaceful over here this evening. Rhonda and her mother took kayaks and went out on the lake. It's part of Lake Huey, I think, up toward that area, and went to kayaking today. And they had a blast. They stayed gone till about 3:30 this afternoon. So I stayed around here and didn't really get a whole lot accomplished. Did a few things. Worked on the car a little bit. The right pyro window would go up about 3/4 away and stop. And I found that the cable inside that works it up and down in the door, the cable was frayed. So I ordered another one, and I took this one because I wanted to drive the car, and I put it in place and put a metal strap just holding it in place at the top until the part comes in.
I'm glad Rhonda had fun out on the lake with the kayak today. It was a beautiful day, but I don't know if I'd want to be out there in a kayak. That water's still a little cool for me. But that's me personally. I don't like cold. Don't like being cold. And so, yeah, but I don't guess she fell in and got wet or anything like that. So I'm glad that they had a good time doing that. And, oh, gosh, working on the car. Glad that you found out what the problem was, but, you know, anytime you get in there and get to working on those inside a door panel, you know, with the window regulators, there ain't much room in there, Larry. It gets kind of tight quick.
It is. But fortunately, though, I've the one on the driver's door, I've worked on it about 3 times, and I know how it comes apart. The doors are just basically mirror images of each other. So I had it apart in no time and had this little strap fixed, but I had to drill a hole and make sure that when I was drilling the hole that the bit didn't come through the outside of the door.
The bit didn't go all the way through the outside of the door, but you know, if it had, you'd have to get some touch-up paint and some Bondo, I guess.
Anyway, the part's supposed to be in Wednesday, and so I'll probably try to get it fixed Saturday at least. I could probably have it changed out in about 45 minutes. But anyway, I'll let you get back to the net, Gary, and I'm going to take a shower and head for the bed here in a few minutes. I'm kind of wore out, but I hope everybody has a good evening and the fire situation gets under control here real quick. Good talking to you, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. KF4DOS, KC4SKD.
Well, thanks for hanging around and talking to us a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it as always. I hope you get your little car door, the window fixed in your car door, where it will roll all the way up so you won't have to ride around with that little metal piece holding everything into place. But in the meantime, you and Miss Rhonda have a great weekend, what's left of it. Enjoy yourself, enjoy your time off, and don't work too hard when you go back to work next week. 7-3, my friend, we'll talk at you a little bit later. Do we have additional? personal check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. For comments, is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. Folks, that's going to wrap it up this evening. I'll submit my net report, and then we'll close the net out. Grand total of 55 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, will be calling to the best of my knowledge and give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.